my life. Don't let no one tell you different all the time. You are who you are, just you be you. This is how I get.
Natalie, we're back.
What is going on, everybody?
So I guess we can officially call this season two, since it's been, do you know how many days it's been?
I have I have no idea how many days it's been. I have no idea how many episodes we recorded last time. I have no idea when our last episode was, but what I do know is we can't be making any excuses, bro, because if Travis and Jason Kelsey can get together once a week for a podcast, by golly, we can too. But
Let me go ahead. I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
So we recorded 8 episodes in season one. And how many days do you think it's been?
Days?
Yeah.
Well, there's 365 in a year. I feel like it's been at least a year.
566.
Holy shit.
March 10th of 2024.
So this is not an excuse, but it is valid that our podcast board thingy that has all those buttons on it that you're a professional at did break, and we had to buy a new one. But I also said, I'm not doing this anymore if I can't be completely unhinged. So you will put a parental advisory or explicit advisory on these from now on. I'm still going to try really hard not to say the F-U-C-K word because my mother hates it. And if you know me personally in my real life, she is the only person that I will not say it in front of. It also has been brought to our attention recently that we have this goody two-shoes persona about us. And I just, like, we're so much more relatable than people imagine in their brain. And I want to show that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to be... us 100%.
That was said jokingly to us,
but a couple of times by different people is my point. So anywho, I'm not going to say F-U-C-K, but I am going to be 100% authentically me. And to me, nothing is off topic. I know you're way more professional than I am, and you talk to a lot more people than I do, because I don't like people generally. I keep my circle pretty small. Quality over quantity. But, you know, I just want people to get to know us for real.
So,
500 and something days, I bet we've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, so, let's talk as a family. Bailey's 13 now.
Bailey's phenomenal.
Yes,
she's
such a good kid.
And I'm not saying that, like, I know my kid is not an angel. Like, if someone from her school called me and said she did something, I would never tell them, no, she didn't. There's no way. But, you know, I would go get her. We would have a conversation. But in reality, she is literally my best friend. She is, and I try really, really, really hard to be for her what I wish I had had at that age. And I'm not saying I didn't have an amazing mother and father and sister. I did. I had all those things. But, like, I was also terrified of my parents. And she will tell you she's terrified of me. But I don't want her to ever feel like there's anything off topic with her that she can't come and talk to me about, you know? So we talk about everything. Nothing's off topic. And shut now. She'll ask me a question. I'll be like, do you really want the answer to that?
Yeah.
But no, she's great. Yeah, she's a teenager now, and the law's changed, so she'll get to drive in a year and a half. How do you feel about that?
I hope some of the grandparents are ready to write a check for a car.
Don't make it sound like they buy stuff. Hellfire, here we go.
No. We've already talked.
She's getting this Kia over here that's on its fourth transmission. Okay, guys, we're sitting in our garage on the poker table eating sunflower seeds. I'm drinking a vodka and lemonade. Miles has got his Gatorade, recording this comeback series. So when I say this Kia over here, I'm literally pointing at it right now that's on its fourth transmission. She can have that and drive it till the wheels fall off, and I'm going to buy myself a convertible. How about that?
How about that? I'm assuming in a Mustang.
Absolutely.
So, since March of last year, I think one of the last episodes we were talking about that I had filed for counsel.
We did talk about that. Well, here you are, Mr. Councilman.
Here we are. So that's been fun. And our audience, I kind of want a scope of just not just Central Kentucky.
No, like, anybody can listen relatable. To us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you
I
know,
mean, we're
I'm
not going to like post it in a bunch of different languages, but no. Anybody in the world can listen to us.
I'm not here just to talk about Central Kentucky problems.
Absolutely
or,
not.
Mm-hmm. You know, things going on.
Well,
in
no, when you've
town.
Got Fat Tony's Coney on your head right now, you got to talk about that too.
Oh, yeah.
You went to Vegas and played in the World Series of Poker.
I think
right?
I might save that story, some of those stories for when I have some of my buddies that traveled with us.
Yeah. So we have a lineup. I'm going to have the Max Street Mothers on the podcast soon, and you're going to have your Vegas buddies and a couple different stories that I think will surprise people. And again, show them who we really are and how we have absolutely no rules as to who we hang out with and no judgment. Like, we're just judgment-free people.
So, also, something that's been life-changing since our last episode, my career path, I mean, I'm still on the same career path, but I changed going from working at the private sector and going back to state government. And that's been a life changer, literally.
Around the whole block, because not only are you exactly where you're supposed to be now, like you are substantially
appreciated,
happier.
Yeah.
Nothing against your old position. We have made some lifelong friendships from that, and I will forever be grateful for that place of business. However, you might not be here by the time you're 50, 45, had you not done that. Do you want to tell the story?
Sure. something that I've always battled with is, you know, just being bigger than, you know, a lot of people.
Who doesn't, honestly?
Yeah, right. And, you know, and it's, you know, I can sit here and make excuses that, you know, I've tried everything. And literally, I had been to the doctor. I've tried so many all-fad diets and, you know, some things would work. And it just got to the point where it was so frustrating because, you know, I'm sitting here trying to eat under 1,800 calories, low carb, you know, work out as much as possible. But I was still considered morbidly obese.
You know, and as I did, you get older, I did you learn the insides don't work like they used to.
I did the
Wegovy
shot. Mm-hmm. I did the, what was the other one called? You know, I tried the weight loss shots.
I can't remember.
But then...
semaglutide.
Yeah. And, you know, thought that was working for a bit. And then that put me in the hospital. And, you know, that was fun.
We won't get into that graphic detail.
Yeah, no, it was fine. So, you know, it got to a point where it was like a big mental state, for me. I'll be open. I'll answer any questions that, you know, people approach me all the time. I weighed 314 pounds.
Yep.
I had, you know, in high school, I weighed 210 and I always wanted to get back to that size of, 210 pounds. So unfortunately in the private sector, you know, depending on your insurance.
Health insurance sucks all the way around. We're learning that for our friends right now.
Yeah.
And it sucks really bad.
I will have to say, you know.
For people in the private sector.
Yes.
Or for independent.
Shout out to the state of Kentucky.
Absolutely. Hell yes.
Great health insurance. Uh-huh. So, you know, I had checked. You know, I was to the point I was ready to pay out of pocket and, you know, just talk to, you know, providers about having the weight loss surgery. And I will say the weight loss surgery, as you know, as my brother can say, is not a fix all. You
absolutely
have to put
not.
Just as much hard work, if not more hard work, into that to be successful. So it's not a fix all. It's not an easy way out. Believe me, I heard comments
and
about
anybody
that.
Who says otherwise can dry hump a cactus because no, I'm serious.
I'm still getting used to Natalie X-rated
to Natalie all
audience.
The time with a microphone.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The best way to explain it. So you have MyFitnessPal to count calories. You have Wegovy. You have Weight Watchers. You have counting macros and all that stuff. The weight loss surgery is like a toolbox that you put all those in.
Yeah.
It's still just a toolbox. If you don't pick that toolbox up and open it and use it how you're supposed to use it, guess what? I'm a prime example. I gained back 60 pounds in 2 years and then had to work my ass off to lose it again. If you're thinking about having the weight loss surgery and somebody has made a comment that's kept you, just give them my number, please. Because nothing pisses me off more than not understanding how much you still have to work even when you have the surgery. But that's not the point of this conversation. Yeah. Continue.
All right. So I'm about to mute you, Natalie. I'm kidding. I'm not going to. Okay. So I had been, you know, I had struggled. So on the side of that, you know, with my weight, I was struggling at work with my purpose and my role in marketing, overseeing, you know, just that. I'm trying to choose my words wisely. So just at my work, just trying to oversee, you know, what I was hired to do. You know, struggling mentally with my weight and, you know, not feeling like that I'm doing everything I can to provide for my family and have a successful career. Like, I've really felt my weight was keeping me from that. And I was used to, you know, I was a three-sport athlete in high school. You know, I still played basketball every week. And, like, I could really tell that, like, my weight and mental health was becoming an issue when I was home and at work. So I decided to make the career change to go to state government into the marketing field. I had the privilege to get hired on, super excited. And within a month or two, I realized that there's an obesity clause with our insurance. And so I talked to my doctor. They recommended the surgery. I went and talked to the hospital that my former boss was still on the board with, great man, Dr. John Stewart, and a lot of those people still remembered our family where you had surgery, mm-hmm. Natalie, 6 years ago. And so I was quite familiar with the process on what I need to do, and I was instantly approved. Shout out St. Joseph East, mm-hmm. Great, great facility. In May 1st, I had the surgery, and I felt awful. I remember waking up, and Natalie, I thought I was getting kicked out of the hospital.
Well, you asked. Okay, so I'll talk about it because you probably don't remember that. So I'm sitting in your hospital room.
And let's go back to the fact that I was under heavy anesthesia, and Natalie and I have a relationship where we joke with each other, and if someone outside looking in may be offended.
Oh, they would think you were a really large dick to me, not knowing that that's our banter. That's how we talk to each other. And if we didn't, I would know something was seriously wrong. Like, so I'm sitting in the hospital room and I can hear you coming down the hall. I can hear you talking to the nurses and they're laughing. And I was like, oh, here we go. So I stand up and I was like, hey buddy, how you feeling? And they're laughing and they said, you must be Natalie. And I was like, oh shit, what do you say about me? And they're like, oh no, it's all great things. But literally within 5 minutes, you're like, you lied to me. And I was like, what are you talking about? And you said, this hurts so bad. How did you do it? You acted like it was nothing. Man, that's just women for you. That's the only way I can put it.
Yeah.
But thank God you had it because...
Oh, I was allergic to the... Well, okay.
So I did feel sorry for you a little bit when they said you were allergic to everything they used to close you up.
The glue.
And you had a severe allergic reaction to it. And I know that probably did hurt and itch. I'm not discounting that from you.
I had open wounds, so that was kind of fun. And then I think I called you...
Hitler or something?
Yeah, because you were making me use the spirometer. Is that what it's called?
That breathy thingy. And I was making you get up and walk. And I was making you take your small little sips. And you called me Hitler in front of the nurse. And she looked at me like, do I need to call... do I need not CPS for me, but it's like abused women or something. And I was like, it's really okay. It's totally fine. He's just joking.
She would not give me an ice pack after that.
Oh, no. She was mad at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was fine. So after the surgery, you know, after 2 days, I went home adjusting to the new lifestyle. And it's tough. Like, they want you to drink so much liquid and, you know, shakes, but you're trying to get adjusted to your new stomach. So after a week, I go back to my follow-up appointment and everything's going good.
They say nothing to you.
They say nothing.
Out of the ordinary.
They didn't say anything into the hospital. They just kept saying everything was great.
But I will say, looking back, it took way longer than they had told me it was going to. So then after we found out this next thing you're getting ready to say, it made total sense. Yeah. Because I was confused why a 45 to an hour and a half surgery took 3 hours.
So the next day after my follow-up appointment, I get a call from my surgeon. And it wasn't just, you know,
not their office. It was your actual surgeon.
Yeah, and she asked me to, you know, she wanted to sit and explain a few things. And I said, yeah. And she said they sent something off to, and it's just now getting back from the second pathologist, but she said you actually had cancer.
Gastrostromal tumor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they did not want to scare us until they had pathology back, but it was 100% cancer.
Caught it early.
They caught it early.
And they cut it. It was part of the stomach that they took out. And so I had a lot of questions. Yeah. I was actually telecommuting that day, and I went and got Natalie to listen to make sure I wasn't dreaming, having a nightmare.
Well, they didn't tell us because they wanted to make sure it was not the type of cancer that would have spread to other organs. They wanted to confirm that it would have only been that tumor.
So I got set up with an oncologist a few weeks later to go through everything, and he really put it into perspective for me. He walked in, and the guy looked like Samuel Elliott. So, like, already A+.
I have no idea who the hell that is.
Come on, Natalie. Google Samuel Elliott. His mustache was on point. So he walks in, and the first thing he says, like, wow, I have never in my 35 years have seen anyone find this accidentally or caught it early enough, and you are the youngest patient I have ever seen.
Because what we didn't know until that day was that the tumor was on the outside of your stomach, not on the inside. So there was zero test other than this surgery that would have found that until it was 4 to 5 inches big and too late, basically is what he said.
Pretty much. And in his 35 years, he's only seen 20 cases of this, and I'm the youngest and the only person that's caught it accidentally. So he said, congratulations. And that was a type of cancer that doesn't spread, and how you remove it is removing stomach. And said took care of it and was super excited for me. And he said he has to give bad news all day, and for him to give me this news as good news, it was a relief.
Yeah.
So that happened May of this year.
So of course, in true Miles and Natalie fashion, what I say to you after we found out everything was okay and you weren't really dying.
You almost had my life insurance.
Yeah.
That's
you would have
so
said
mean.
You would have said the same damn thing, and you know it.
No, I wouldn't have. So
lies and slander.
So, you know, that was a roller coaster, and for a little bit. So still working on my lifestyle change. Was 314 pounds, and as of this morning, I weigh 229.
Hell yeah, you did.
So
hell yeah, I'm so proud of you. I
know
what it feels like to learn to love yourself, and it is life changing. It's not always about weight. It's about shifting your mindset from being negative, or not you. I'm just saying in general, like people that I coach. You know, it's about changing your mental state from being negative and reacting negatively about everything to putting in the effort to make everything a positive scenario instead, and it will change your life. And it honestly, that's what will decide your circle and who you hang around, because then you're going to be like, I don't want to be around this negativity all the time, you know?
Yeah. And so that was great. And I'm not trying to make it all about me. Whoa, look at me. Look at this cool story.
No, I mean, but there's somebody listening right now that's considered it.
Yeah.
And they won't do it because of someone else's stupid opinion.
Yeah.
And, or also sometimes stuff like that changes your life. The hardest part of that entire situation was you making the decision to have the surgery, because people think that they're entitled to making those types of decisions for you when they absolutely the hell are not.
So that was, that's been a whirlwind.
This is completely off topic and I'm changing the subject, but I just remembered that I forgot to tell you this.
What?
Okay. So last night, my sister and my cousin and I showed up at my aunt's house and surprised her with an adult sleepover that we used, like, we used to spend the night with her all the time when we were kids. So
shout out Aunt Kathy.
What up, Aunt Kathy? So we showed up over there for a surprise sleepover, and I asked them this question because how we got on this topic was on our way to Georgetown, the text thread showed up on my navigation screen that says, "All day I dream about salsa." And Megan said, "What the hell is that?" And I said, "Well, you know how, like, in middle school when kids would tell you that Adidas stood for All Day I Dream About Sex? Do you remember that?"
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So please tell me there are other people out there that remember that, because Megan had never heard that before. Jessica, my cousin, had never heard that before. Kathy had never heard that before. Like, are we crazy? Is it just, was it just Anderson County Middle School?
No.
In 2019, we're old as heck.
Natalie.
Also, this is what I forgot to tell you is, while we were there, you know what Aunt Kathy taught me? She's like, "That reminds me of the word I used to say all the time when I was a kid." And I was like, "What that?" And she said, "FOAD." Do you know what that stands for?
No.
I'm going to kill these dogs, though. You hear them barking. They just wanted to say hello.
Yeah.
FOAD. Have you ever heard that?
No. What does it stand for?
Well, I'm going to have Mom pause this because I'm going to have to say it real quick.
No.
F off and die. I was like, Kathy, but I can't wait to use that word.
Kathy Livingston, dang.
You know that's hilarious. She said, "All right, this is my cousin niece." I knew we were so much alike. And I said, "Hell yeah, lady." Oh, we played that new game too that we got.
Yeah, don't repeat it. It's goldfish.
See, you're already telling me to behave on this podcast, and it's the first episode.
I'm not telling you to behave. It's more of, I don't want to get kicked off of our airwaves before...
Bro, have you ever listened to My Favorite Murder? We're not going to get kicked off. I promise you. We're not doing anything illegal. We're just saying the F word every once in a while.
So, moving on. This year, what else has been new for us this year, Natalie, or the last 2 years?
You want me to think? Miles, I can't remember what I had for breakfast. That's why we're going to have to start doing this every single week so that I can remember what I want to talk about. What are you looking at?
I was looking at the cord into your mic. It looks like it was trying to come undone because you keep slinging that mic around. So, all right. So, Bailey, let's go back to Bailey. She's in eighth grade now. Tonight is the championship game of her district, so we got to go to that. So, that's going to be fun.
I'm so proud of her and her team.
Yes. Bailey is probably the strongest person in our family right now.
Oh, she's way stronger than me. What'd you yelled up the stairs this morning? You're like, "Natalie, somebody come help me move this piece of furniture." And I said, "That's all you, girl. You're way stronger than me." Listen, if you didn't show me up in the gym, I wouldn't make you go help your dad. But she outbenched me by 150 pounds on the leg press. Now, I have had two back surgeries, but another female was there. Megan was there, and she sat down in that chair, and she tried to move the weight plate, and she could not even budge it. And I'm not trying to brag, but that girl is strong as hell. Maybe she'll be a power lifter.
Maybe. First, we need to work on her driving. She drives the golf cart around a lot, so that's kind of helping. Great kid. Natalie, do you know what's coming up? And we'll talk more about this. And
I feel like we always get into this podcast business around this time of year. So
Halloween's coming up. So I'm really excited for Halloween.
I'm actually really sad to admit that I just watched Practical Magic for the first time last year, and I have been missing out my entire life. It's such a good movie.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's not really a guy movie, so. What was that movie we watched that was supposed to be really Smile, or we watched it recently?
Megan?
Yes, with the doll?
Yeah.
That was kind of freaky. We need to watch the second one. I don't understand how Bailey will watch that, but she won't watch Goosebumps. What the hell's wrong with her?
I'm rewatching Stranger Things, getting ready for
the Demi Gordon.
The final season. I started that last night. I watched The Hunting Wives. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was deep into a series of books when you watched that, so I was just reading the book.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it yet. I go through phases where, like, I want to watch something. I'll either want to be deep into a series where I have to pay attention to it, or I'll be reading. It's never one or the. It's never the same at the same time. Now, right now, I'm rewatching Castle, but that's because I can just put it on in the background and listen to it and be like, "Oh yeah, I remember this episode." That was what the first.
I did that with The Blacklist.
Yeah, we had that on. We would record it every week, and then we bought it on DVD when it came out on DVD. It was like the first show married that we ever binged together was Castle.
Yeah.
Right now I'm into reading and coloring, so I haven't really been watching much of anything. It's going to be Hocus Pocus and Christmas movie.
Let's talk
movie
about
time.
This. So we are so similar, but we're so different many ways.
And but we complement each other so well. Is literally, I say that a lot. Just talking to Megan about that today, I was like, his ability to know and accept the fact that I am such an introvert and to know that, like, at a certain time of day, you just go do your own thing because I want to be alone. You know what I mean? Like,
no, what you want to do.
We do compliment each
other, though. So, what do you like to do for fun? And I'm going to guess on what your favorite activity is. I'm going to write it down.
I know what you're going to say. You don't have to write it. We could play rock, paper, scissors right now, and I could tell you which one you're going to pick.
What?
Paper.
No.
You always either go with paper or rock first.
No,
you
I'm
never
not talking
go
about
scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. What favorite activity? You have developed, you and your sister have developed, and I admire you for it, this craft night thing that you do with your friends.
Yeah.
That's so cool, but yet dorky at the same time. And
listen,
I appreciate the fact you all do diamond art.
If it's something that is too hard or too takes too much of a complex of skills, I have to think all day from 8 to 5.
I'm gonna call BS on you because I watch you run. Okay, something that you have to think about and complex of skills. I sit and watch you every Tuesday. No, I don't. I do not watch you. I know that you host a boot camp for a bunch of females out in the garage or the driveway. So I have to applaud you for that.
That's twice a week. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or whenever basketball schedule, daily schedule.
What are you going to say? Because you've seen me sit there 30 seconds before people show up and come up with the whole class?
No, my favorite thing is with that is to be out in the garage, you know, if I'm finishing up work or something like that, and I watch people pull up, and again, I'm going to remind you, it's a female-only class, and I disappear.
Yeah. You know when it starts, you leave.
But my favorite thing is for Natalie to be putting stuff out, you know, the big ropes or some dumbbells, and watch people pull up and get out of their car and cuss all the way up the driveway.
But they show up, don't they?
Yeah.
And that's open to anybody. As long as there's room in the driveway, it's free. I don't care who comes. One thing is,
you are a certified personal trainer, so you do know what you're doing.
I do know what I'm doing. But one thing, it's a judgment-free zone. And that's judgment of yourself, too. If you roll up in this driveway and you start talking about how fat you are or how ugly you are, I'll send your ass right back home. And then we'll work on, you know, having a better self-love and image of yourself. Because the last thing you're going to do is come up in here and reverse anybody's, you know, it's hard enough for them to even show up. But, you know, and sometimes I say, whatever you're carrying today mentally that is weighing you down, I want you to set it over here in the grass. And you can pick it back up when you leave, or you can leave it here with me. But this is your, it's never longer than 30 minutes, because the older you get, you don't need to bust your ass in the gym, or you're literally just going to tear yourself apart. Less is more. And this is your workout, not mine. I'm just here to guide you. It's modifiable for everybody. But anyway, what you're not going to do is show up and judge anybody, but especially yourself. Back to the whole freaking topic of this in the question. I have to think critically at work, so the last thing I'm going to do for fun after work is think critically. So, I like to color, sir. Yeah. I like to color. I just finished a baby quilt today.
Oh.
Hand sewn. My most favorite activity, and there's rarely a day that I miss a nap. I usually take a nap on my lunch every single day. But you know why. I mean, like, I have Hashimoto's, and my body just literally cannot function. Like, yours can function on 3 to 4 hours of sleep. I have to have 8 to 9 hours every single day, even if it's broken up.
Since you know me so well, what's my favorite pastime activity?
Poker.
And?
You like to play poker, and you like to play basketball with your friends.
Oh, you got it.
And you like to go hang out at Lucas's house. And you love, you are a bourbon connoisseur. You do love bourbon. You don't drink it a lot, but you love to sip on it.
Listen, after the surgery, they did not want me to have any kind of drinks for
They
three.
Say a year. Every program is different. A lot of places are like 6 weeks.
My surgeon
some are
was
year,
like,
yeah.
Like,
she's like, you're not an alcoholic. It's fine if you want to have a sip every once in a while.
3 months was kind of the thing. But when we were in Vegas, it was the first time I had a sip of bourbon. And when I say
we
a
did
pour,
a lot of fun things in Vegas.
When I...
We got tattoos? Go ahead.
We did. But I tell you what. All right. I'm going to pause.
Squirrel.
Yeah,
squirrels
I'm going to pause
are
that.
Back.
So I had a sip of bourbon at a Mexican restaurant. You know, we have 4 Mexican restaurants here in our small town, and we go to Vegas, and we go visit one of theirs.
Well, it's
and
in the hotel. It's convenient.
And it was good.
And there
were
flamingos.
So, yeah, because
Can
we
I
stayed
have
at
video
the flamingo.
Of you chasing
yeah,
a flamingo.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So it was the
you
first
said,
time I was.
Shut up.
I was a little nervous, and I took a sip of Maker's, I think, and it wasn't even
Hell
a lot.
I know.
And I was floored, and I was acting like Crocodile Dundee, trying to go find the flamingos and wanting to ride a flamingo.
Yep.
So, that was an interesting first time taking a sip of bourbon post surgery. So, I don't drink a lot.
Well, you were going to say that we compliment each other well. That was the whole point of this entire derailing conversation.
I forgot where I was going with that.
What do I do for fun? What do you do for fun?
Poker, basketball. You do a lot of boring stuff.
I thought you...
We compliment
each
other.
You know what that
other.
Sounded like?
What?
What you do for fun is poker, basketball, and me.
Oh.
Well, I mean...
So,
Guess who's back?
Yeah, we are.
Back again.
Tell
your friends.
Well, you know, we have a lot of stories to talk about.
We do, and it's already been 30 minutes. So, you know what? Listen, I'm not making any promises, and I said this the last time that we took a year hiatus. But as long as these fancy little boards over here with all these buttons that you have to press, and as long as you're willing to, you're not going to edit it anymore because you told me you're going to put an explicit warning on it, and we'll do this once a week.
You haven't said anything super explicit. It's just you're blunt. And I can't.
Do you want me to tell them what show we went to in Vegas?
Nope.
See, you're not letting me be unhinged. You're still controlling
you
it.
You can be unhinged, but do not incriminate me.
Don't
with your
incriminate
stuff.
You. We're an equal, Miles. What's mine is yours, and yours is mine, right?
You want me to tell them about the pool party at the Flamingo?
Go ahead. I don't care.
I'm just joking. Nothing happened. We were just enjoyed a nice...
Yeah.
100-degree day, and then got caught up in a windstorm.
Oh,
in Vegas,
yeah.
What I was going to say, there was, you know, this big poker tournament that my friends and I played in year-round. It was a multi-state. It has 2,000 members in it, online poker club. And the top 9 people got flown to Vegas to play in the World Series of Poker. Mind you, they play every night, and they take the top 9 players of the past year. Of the 20 states that represent this league, 3 people from little old Lawrenceburg, Kentucky made it. And so we were super proud. I was one of them, Lucas, Austin. We all went to Vegas. And that's going to be a podcast episode in itself because there was a lot of funny stories. But Natalie, we got tattoos in Vegas.
Yeah,
and
we
the
did.
Place burned
oh my
down
God.
Three
we,
days
how many,
later.
Do we have enough minutes? I need to talk about this real quick. So.
Yeah, and then, but what I was going to say is Lucas's hotel, the Cromwell, the day after we leave, catches on fire. We
Bro,
went to
what,
Vegas
we,
and burned it down.
We did. We went to Vegas and burnt that city down, bro. Anyway, I got a butterfly on my arm for Bailey. That's a whole other story that I can't remember if I ever told the butterfly story on the other ones, but maybe I'll tell it. If somebody, mom, or whoever might actually listen to this. If I didn't talk about the butterfly before, remind me and I'll talk about it. But anywho, I got a butterfly. $20 tattoos, y'all. They had a wall of $20 tattoos. This man over here, this adorable man, well, he got every card. What are those called?
Just the I mean, I got a spade, a diamond, a club, and a heart.
On one leg. And on the other leg, I'm telling him. He got the Simba symbol from The Lion King because our cat's name is Simba. And there is no tighter bond this side of the Mississippi than between this man and our cat named Simba. But I tell you what, he was so excited to show Simba that you got that tattoo and he didn't give a flying fuck about it.
That cat, I even built him a fish pond this past year.
You did. You built him a fish pond because he's getting older. Like he used to go exploring and he used to de-head mice and line them up for us. And
you're pointing out the garage. Like people can really see that you're pointing.
Anyway, he's a retired gangster. He used to run these streets. People will be having mice and snakes in their house these days because Simba's done retired from his job.
Not our house.
No. Boy, you better knock on something because I'm burning this place down.
I built him a fish pond and put a couple of koi in there and then some goldfish. And the cat just figured, and this was early on in the summer.
May, and he just now found it, but that's okay.
Yeah, he just figured it out and was watching it the other day.
But he literally, I'm not shitting you, and if you don't like cats and you think this is disgusting, you can FOAD and not listen to this podcast. But if we're eating dinner, listen, I'm a clean person. I wipe all the counters down. Anywho, I don't care because I don't have to tell you that. My real friends know. But he will jump up to the seat next to Miles and sit in the seat at the table waiting for Miles to give him a bite of food.
We don't share a fork. I just rip off a piece of chicken or whatever and just give it to him.
But y'all are best friends. I have 3 dogs. Miles has 1 cat.
So, lots of stories to tell.
Lots of catching up to do.
Lots of catching up. If you have questions, concerns, text us.
You better text him because I ain't going to answer.
Message us on the official Facebook page, but
I deleted Facebook from my phone, so also message Miles.
Just message the account. I will see it. Lots of things to talk about. Super excited. Thank you all to all
of our fans.
If
there's anything specifically you want us to talk about, seriously, if you don't want to post about it because you want to be anonymous, you don't want it out on the Facebook page, just tell me when you see me out in public. You know I don't care. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to know.
But first you would have to approach Natalie and Natalie not run because
she's
an introvert.
I'm not. My face is not very approachable. I am often mistook for being a bitch. I mean, I can be if you've earned it, but every person gets respect from me first until you lose it. So if there is a topic you want us to talk about on here, just throw it at me. We got you. But I have to go get in the shower. We got to get ready for this championship game.
So, all right, friends, thank you for rejoining us. Super excited to be back. I hope you all are just as excited. But we will see you next week for Season 2, Episode 2.
Yep, little shout-out to Marie. I hope you're listening. She wanted us to bring us back. She knows who she is.
Oh, cool. All right, guys, see you all.
See you, bye. Let it take over us. We can fight it. No reason to fuss. It's just our